In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. I want to be secure. I want to have a feeling of security. For think about what it means to be secure. To be secure means that you're free from risk or danger. To be secure means that you're free from worry and doubt. To be secure means that you are sure and certain that you are safe. That's what it means to be secure. And so I want to be secure. I want to have that sense of security. And I'm sure you do as well. Everyone does. And so why then? In the opening verses of our text from Amos the prophet, why does Amos say, "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria"? Why does Amos give a warning of woe to those who feel secure? Well, to answer that question, I think it's helpful for us to know a little bit about Amos the prophet. You see, Amos was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel. And during Amos's life in the northern kingdom, it was a very prosperous time. The economy was booming. There was peace in the land. People were happy. Everyone wanted to live in this northern kingdom because it was thriving and flourishing and successful. Just look at some of the phrases that Amos the prophet uses to describe those in that northern kingdom. Amos says that the people were lying in ivory beds and sprawling out on couches. In this day, you were probably considered rich if you had a roof over your head every single night of your life, let alone if you had a bed or a couch. But if you had an ivory bed and a couch that was so big that you could sprawl out on it, well, that was considered quite rich. In addition, Amos says the people were eating lambs from the flock and calves straight from the stall. They had options for food, options that were readily available, options that seemingly were not going to dry out anytime soon. And finally, Amos says they were drinking large bowls of wine and slathering themselves with the most expensive perfume oils. Talk about luxury and amenities. They seemingly could do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, because they had everything at their disposal. Truly, it was a good time to live in the northern kingdom during the days of Amos the prophet. And so if you would have asked these people who were living in the northern kingdom during Amos's time, "Are you secure?" I'm sure they would have answered, "Yes. Of course I'm secure. I'm free from risk and danger. I'm free from worry and doubt. I'm safe. I mean, look at all these things that I have at my disposal." In fact, I'm sure that those people in Amos's day felt as secure as the rich man did in our gospel lesson. But just like that rich man, many people in the days of Amos the prophet had one very big problem. While they might have been rich in this life, they were poor spiritually. And while they might have been secure in the things of this world, they were not secure in Christ. And that's an issue. You see, look at what happened to that rich man when he was poor spiritually, when he was not secure in Christ. That rich man, when he died, he went to hell. Where the scriptures use such terms as torment and agony and fire and wanting just one drop of water to cool your tongue. And the worst part about that horrible place is that once you're there, There's no chance of ever leaving it again, as that great chasm has been fixed, preventing you from leaving there and going anywhere else. That's what happened to this rich man, who was poor spiritually, who is not secure in Christ. And since many in the days of Amos the prophet were poor spiritually and not secure in Christ, they were walking down that very same path. It's why Amos at the end of our text says, you're going to be the first ones into exile. Not only did that mean when the nation of Assyria would conquer the northern kingdom about 20, 30 years later, would they be the first ones taken off. But on top of that, Amos is also warning them that they are going to be exiled into hell, where they will face that torment and that agony and that fire forever. And so is it any wonder why in the first verse of our text, Amos says, woe to you who feel secure. Amos knew that their security was in the wrong place. He knew that their security was not in Christ. And so he spoke this warning of woe to them, all in the hopes that they would turn from their wicked ways and repent. And dear friends in Christ, I think there are times in our lives that each and every one of us needs an Amos to come to us and speak that warning of woe to us. For let's not kid ourselves. We live in a very prosperous country. Even with what's happening with inflation and the economy, we live in a very prosperous country. In addition, many of us are rich according to the standards of the world. In fact, if you were to line up everyone in the world who has ever lived from Adam and Eve until now, I'm sure all of us would be in the top 5% of richest people. I mean, just think of some of the things you have. Think of your bed or your couch. If you're like most people in this country, you spent a decent amount of money on your bed or on your couch, maybe even testing out a bunch of different options, all to find the one that is perfectly right for you. Or just think about all the different options that you have for food, options that seemingly will never run out. Not only will some of you pass by 5, 10, 20 different restaurants on your way home, all of which have multiple pages on their menu. Not only can you go down to Hy-Vee, down the street and see food stacked to the ceiling, as well as almost any other grocery store, but just open up your fridge when you get home. You probably have many different options for lunch right inside of your fridge. Maybe your favorite meal is even in there. Truly, we have a lot of different options for food. And finally, think of all the different luxuries and amenities that you almost take for granted. Things that you get to enjoy, things like wine or perfume oils or soap or scented candles so that you can make sure your house smells exactly the way you want it to smell. And I could probably go on. We have so much at our fingertips. We seemingly can do whatever we want, whenever we want, because of all the blessings that we have. And yes, let's remember, these are blessings from God. They are all gifts given to us by our Heavenly Father. But at the same time, let's be on our guard against them. Because we live in a society that finds its security in the things of this world. We live in a society that glorifies riches and that says if you have these things, then you truly have all that you need. And because we are living in that society, it is so easy for us to fall into the trap and start to believe that lie. But my dear Christian friends, that is a lie to find your security in riches. It's a lie that's designed by Satan himself in the hopes that he can pull you into the torment of hell. It's a lie that pulls you away from what makes you truly secure. And that, of course, is your Savior, Jesus. And how do I know that? I'll just look at Lazarus. Lazarus seemingly had nothing. He didn't have a bed or couch to sprawl out on. He was lying at the rich man's gate. On top of that, he didn't have all sorts of different options for food. He longed to eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And finally, he didn't have a lot of luxuries or amenities at his fingertips. The only luxury he had were dogs that came and licked his sores. Yes, Lazarus seemingly had nothing. And yet Lazarus was secure. He was free from risk and danger. He was free from worry and doubt. He was sure and certain that he was safe. Because Lazarus knew Christ. Lazarus knew his Savior Jesus. Lazarus knew the forgiveness of sins that his God would win for him by his death and resurrection. Lazarus knew Moses and the prophets and all the wonderful promises contained in Moses and the prophets, promises that would never fail him, but promises that would make him sure and certain. And so Lazarus was secure. Even as he lied at the rich man's gate, starving to death, he was secure. And that was proven by the fact of when he died, he was taken to Abraham's side, where he lived in peace and joy and security forever. But there is only one thing that makes you secure, one thing that makes you sure and certain that you are safe. And that, of course, is your Savior. Because the security you have in Christ, it can never be taken away from you. But the security you have in Christ, it will last forever. And so maybe when you go home, you have a nice, comfortable bed to lie down on, or a big couch that you can sprawl out on. If so, great. That's a blessing that's given to you by your God. But know this. Better than lying down in a bed or sprawling out on a couch is lying in your Savior's arms and sprawling out into his bosom so that his pierced hands can wrap you and hold you and keep you safe from any danger to body and soul. And maybe when you go home for lunch, you open up your fridge and you have all sorts of different choices for food. Maybe your favorite meal is even in there. If so, great. That's a blessing from God. But know this. Better than feasting on your favorite meal at lunch is feasting on Christ, the bread of life, through word and sacrament. Because Christ, the bread of life, gives you life that will never end. And maybe when you go home, you can have a nice glass of wine. Or maybe you'll even want to slather yourself with some expensive perfume oils. If so, great. It's a blessing that comes from God. But know this. Better than sipping on wine is having the blood of Christ poured down your throats in, with, and under the wine in the sacrament of Holy Communion. And better than slathering yourself with any perfume oils is being slathered in that very same blood of Christ every time you are absolved of your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as you were earlier during this service. For you see, one day you are going to die. It's unavoidable. One day you are going to die, and when you die, you will be judged just like the rich man. Just like Lazarus. And when you are judged, your couch or your bed can't help you. All the different options for food can't help you. Wine or expensive perfumed oils can't help you. It's why none of those things can make you secure. None of those things can help you when you stand before God's judgment seat. But there is one who can help you as you die and leave this world. There is one thing that can cause you to be blessed and to be found innocent like Lazarus. And that's sprawling into your Savior's arms. It's feasting on Christ, the bread of life. It's being slathered with his holy and precious blood. For you see, only Christ has suffered and died for you. Only Christ has risen to conquer your enemies. Only Christ has won the full and free forgiveness of sins. And therefore, only Christ can make you truly secure, because only Christ can take you into the securities of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess that faith in Christ by using the words of the Nicene Creed as found in the bulletin.